בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה יום שני משבת קודש, כף דלת באדר לסדר פקודי, שתבח שמו. So, finishing up this מאמר דלת. אהבת הבריות בישראל ובאומות העולם, ודע שמידת האהבה היא מבין המידות שנצטווינו בהם, שנצטיינו בהם עם ישראל. עם ישראל are especially, you know, they stand out in this מידה of אהבה. ולעולם לא נמצא אהבה באומות העולם, שזהו דבר שלא ייתכן משום אופן, כי גוי לא מסוגל לאהוב באמת, לא את אביו ולא את אמו. You don't have real אהבה when it comes to goyim. I'm saying that like, it's really just usage, you know what I'm saying? You're good for this, you're good for that, whatever. But like, real love you only find by Am Yisrael. And especially, forget about, you know, family. Just like, you ever find by אומות העולם that they have this אהבת אחים between like different people from the same country or whatever? What check is? You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I'm saying it's a totally different zach. ואפילו אהבתו לבניו היא רק בזמן שאין הדבר מנוגד לאינטרס שלו. אך, אם יקרה על מצב שיש מאכל אחד עבורו או עבור בנו, יאכל הוא ולא ייתן לבנו. פלא פלאות. It says, love amongst אומות העולם is only when it serves their own self-interest, even among family members. If it's not, you know, if it's not there, if it's not in my best interest, done. Now, ואם נמצא גוי שאוהב אדם אחר, הרי זו נטייה טבעית, כמו שרואים אצל בעלי חיים, אבל לא יעשה דבר שלא בטבע בשביל חברו. They have this natural love that they have towards certain people, but it's only instinctive. They won't love somebody against their instincts. עם ישראל are מצווה דווקא to love people against their instincts. לדוגמה, יאכיל את אביו, שזהו בטבעו של עולם, אבל לא יתמסר לעשות לו קורת רוח, דבר כזה לא ייתכן בעולם. A goy may feed his father, because that's like, you know, that's a natural thing. But to go and actually give his father nachat, goyim don't give nachat, that's not a thing by them. You know what I'm saying? Hakarat hatov, but showing nachat? Ask a goy, do you have nachat from your children? I hear. טוב. וכי ישמור שבת כדי לשמח את אביו. אין מי שיכבד את אביו מתוך אהבה באמת, רק עם ישראל. Yeah, let's say the father, a goyish father asks son, I want you to keep Shabbat because it's going to make me nachat. What? Yeah, that's not a thing. Only by Am Yisrael do you have this thing where we're so dedicated, we love our parents so much, and there's such a mitzvah of kibud avayim, that we'll go and we'll do things that are inconvenient in order to show them kavod. ומשמצינו אצל דמה בנתינה, what about דמה בנתינה, פרה אדומה, yeah. שהתמסה לאביו אפילו שהפסיד ממון, he was willing to lose money for kibudav, לא עשה כן, אלא מפני יראת העונש. He didn't do it because he loved his father so much, he was afraid to get punished for disrespecting his father. או מפני שהבין שנכון כך לנהוג על פי השכל, or because he thought, logically, this is what I should do, שדבר זה אינו נחשב. If a goy does a mitzvah, because he thinks intellectually it's the right thing to do, the Rambam says there is zero sachar for that. Here we go. וכמו שכתב רמב״ם, בנוגע לשבע מצוות בני נוח, שאם הגוי ניסה לעשותן, מפני שציווה בהן הקדוש ברוך הוא בתורה, והודיענו על ידי משה רבנו, הרי זה מחסידי אומות העולם, ויש לו חלק לעולם הבא. אבל אם עשן מפני הכרעת הדעת, אינו מחסידי אומות העולם, ולא מחכמיהם. Let's say, a goy follows the שבע מצוות בני נוח, but not because it's necessarily mitzvah, just because intellectually, you know, it makes sense to me. The רמב״ם says that's not a tzaddik, that's not חסידי אומות העולם, that's nothing. Zero. It has to be done by Achna Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. What happened? Not Kavanah necessarily for a mitzvah, but because Hashem said so. As opposed to, it makes sense to me. Once it makes sense to you, and it's all about you, it's no longer Sheva Mitzvot. It's Sheva logical, whatever. What? Meaning? That's מתוך שלא לשמה. שמעתי שעשו מחקר במדינת צרפת עד כמה גוי מתרגש מצער אביו. הניחו באמצע הכביש בצד המסלול לתנועה רכב עם סמני צבע הדומה לדם שנשפח, שהסבירו אנשים שמישהו נפצע שם בתאונה. אולי נהגים יעצרו לסייע ושום רכב לא עצר לברר מה קרה. Says, they once did this, they did like a study in France, and they wanted to see how much people care about certain things. So they put a car that seemed to have been involved in an accident, and they put like red color on the ground, so it looked like blood, whatever. And they wanted to see how many people would stop and offer help, whatever. And everyone just kept driving. Like, today, people would stop. Goyim would stop to take videos, selfies, you know, stuff like that. And then keep driving. You know, like all the people in the subway, when somebody's getting mugged or killed, thrown onto the tracks, whatever. Videos. I remember when I was a kid, this was a long time ago. I don't remember what they had the show. Somebody sent me a clip, some Goya show. And they also did like some sort of study. They put some guy dressed up as a cartoon character. I think it was on Hollywood Boulevard. And he was lying down on the street, and they wanted to see how long it would take for somebody to stop and like offer him help and pick him up and whatever. People just walked by, like, giving weird looks and like, you know, things like that. And then finally, I think it was 6 minutes later, there was some yeshiva bacharim walking by. You could tell they were yeshiva bacharim. They haven't been as manim, whatever. And they stopped, they helped them up and whatever. And like the whole audience, like whatever. Because that's something that Yid does. You need help, so I'm going to help you out. That's a different shayla. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. I don't know, maybe they're putting tefillin on them. They tried to put tefillin on them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know exactly. But Am Yisrael has it ingrained in us. You have the DNA of Avraham Avinu. We love, you know, Ahavat Chesed. It's not just doing Chesed. It's loving Chesed. That's how we live. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll continue tomorrow. Yom Tov.